important story of self-rule that's being ignored by mainstream media. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. As you know, Crimea, a peninsula region of Ukraine, voted overwhelmingly to break away from Ukraine and join the Russian Federation, the U.S. and Europeans calling that move illegitimate. But here's a story you may not have heard. Crimea isn't the only region of a nation that has tried to break away. Over the weekend in Italy, the people of Venice held an unofficial referendum asking if that region should break away from Italy and stop paying taxes to Rome. The results? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Over 89% of residents in Italy's Veneto region have voted in favor of independence from the rest of the country. Now voters are split on whether or not to remain part of the EU and the Eurozone. More than 55% of voters said they would prefer an independent Veneto to remain part of the EU. 51% said they would want to remain in the Eurozone. Now, members of the movement for Veneto independence say they were inspired by Scotland and Catalonia, both of which have planned referendums for 2014. Scotland will vote on its independence in September, while Catalonia's residents will take part in a similar vote in November. The bottom line, this all comes back to the right of self-rule and people who were tired of being bound by taxation. The spokesman for the Veneto independence movement told RT, quote, "We are paying 70 billion euros in taxes to the Italian state, and only a fraction comes back. So we're looking at a gap of 20 billion euros. By creating a new, little, and efficient state, we would reduce the fiscal pressure on the citizens, and at the same time, we would regain the independence of the city of Venice, which was a beacon of European civilization until 1797, when it was closed by Napoleon." For stories that affect your liberty here in the United States and across the globe, you can find me at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just one.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Let me adjust some switch settings here. trying to get everything perfect is it's a lethal habit, but it's one I'm destined to try anyway. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol you're going to set up on your computer. It's going to come to your mobile phone, and with this you can plan just about every facet of your day. In fact, indeed, every facet of your day. But what Civil Dispatch does, unbidden, that separates them from the rest of the herd, is they're going to tell you, based on your locale, they're going to tell you about the things you can't possibly imagine, that there's no way to plan for. And we're talking, what are we talking? We're talking terrorist attack, flash flood, mudslide, you name it. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. I think there should be a new anti-gun group come out, and it should be called the Doctors Against Guns. Or DAG. Because there's so many of them that want to classify a gun as a health problem. And it's because they're all under the ATF. You know, you got alcohol, you got liquor. Well, alcohol and liquor. You got alcohol, tobacco. Explosives are not something people smoke or anything, but you know. But they continue to insist that guns are a health problem. So if you're looking for a mechanism to get the guns from the bad guys, and one thing you should be doing along with that is also take away the knives and the fists and the bats and the groups of more than one. One mechanism already exists, and gun control is vociferously against it. When the parts that make up the armed citizen, we're very worthy of a wider acceptance in our society. And that's because every citizen is possessed of all legal authority to stop a violent crime in progress when we see it open up in front of us. When an armed citizen is on the scene, the law is on the scene. This is because authority of police rises up from the people, as does a great deal of public service authority. And gun owners, not guns, never guns. Guns are objects. They're tools. They spend a minor portion of their life in a box, and then they spend a majority of their life in a safe or in a drawer or somewhere else. And occasionally they get carried. They're not. They have no moral compass. They have no cognizance. Gun owners, on the other hand, are a different breed altogether. Gun owners retain that authority by a dint of substantive law, codified law, case law, public interest, and public policy. And this is why guns are demonized in disarming the populace. One cannot find it so easy to disarm people by going against established law, public policy, and public interest, except by going outside of due process with such practices as propaganda, pressure, and misinformation. I haven't gotten to you yet, Senator Leland Yee. Supposedly, Senator Leland Yee is in my chat room right now, who got arrested for a variety of things yesterday, including gun running. Senator Leland Yee was very good at this, putting out there, floating out mistaken notions and as a smear about guns to combine to do the same. Speaking charitably, though, if you characterize guns as a health problem, that's one example of spin that operates from a cloistered position, which seems to make sense because it's coming from what? Doctors. Yes, I saw that, Senator Leland Yee. Just said it, as a matter of fact. When it's coming from doctors, it's the same thing as that guy who said, I'm a lieutenant colonel. And the same thing as some guy saying, senator. Or, you know, it seems like it's coming from an authority when it's coming from a doctor. When all that seems to make sense, you got to remember that it doesn't. Because the real mission, public safety, is not really a single issue question. And when truth becomes the casualty of that perspective, then all you've got is just spin as another device for gun control and crisis governance. Now, what they'll tell you, you'll find a group of say trauma physicians or emergency room physicians who they'll tell you of the torment of seeing gunshot wounds. But they're betraying their viewpoint they're putting forward is very limited. So they need to go to school. In emergency departments and emergency rooms across the country, you'll see knife wounds and beatings and rapes and robberies and stress connected to home invasions, carjackings, drug use, accidents, and so much more. It's not just guns. Why single out guns when about 80% of the unwanted preventable trauma is left unaddressed? Do you think a woman who's been beaten almost to death by her husband or boyfriend, or just by a group of people that saw her, do you think she cares that she's not in the gun injury category? Do you think she deserves as much attention as the guy that may have been shot in a gang drive-by? I think she does. Medicine knows very well that many diseases and other conditions are preventable. Violence is preventable. Crimes of violence and burglaries and rapes and robberies and beatings and other traumas can get as high as 5 million each year. This is what these emergency departments see, yet they only object to the gun wound traumas. What if there was a mechanism to curtail all of these, not only gunshot wounds? What if violence was viewed as among the preventable challenges in medicine? What about the 2.5 to 3 million crimes that are stopped each year? What if those became traumas instead of what we have? Which, believe me, 2.5 to 3 million would really make the numbers go through the roof on people hurt, people killed. Gun ownership is part of the preventative against violence trauma. So why would any doctor who claims to be sick of trauma object to this? Because it isn't the trauma they're objecting to, is it? The Those numbers are much, you know, they're pretty much accepted largely because citizens see more violence than police do. Who do you think makes the request for aid? People. Law enforcement depends very heavily on citizen cooperation, neighborhood watch, CERT programs, Amber Alerts. Gun owners are not violent. We are the gatekeepers of law and order. We're the ones that make the police, we make their job easy. We're the ones that keep the emergency room doctors from having more customers. So, get off of it, doctors. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Day. Something in here's not right today. Why am I so uptight today? Paranoid is all I got left. I don't know what stressed me.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
From the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. You ever wondered what it was like to, what it's like to be involved in an ATF sting if you're the one they're going to pop? Yeah. Here's a hot tip. If you have some scroungy guy coming up to you offering to sell you guns out of his trunk, he's probably one of the ATF's finest, which that is to say a criminal working with the agency to make his new first-time felons. to make some new ones. Wisconsin man is now about to be a literal jailhouse lawyer because he didn't listen to his own sense that there was something funny about a convicted drug dealer who's insisting he buy the guns. A jury found Wabatosa lawyer guilty Friday, or found a Wabatosa lawyer guilty Friday of buying what he called a hitman's gun with a highly, highly, highly illegal silencer during an undercover reverse sting in 2011. Thomas Michael Barrett had been set up by a convicted drug dealer who was trying to earn a break on his sentencing in a federal court. But despite his own testimony that he sensed something was funny about a meeting for the possible sale, Barrett paid the informant, a man he'd never met, $400 for two handguns and the silencer. He was arrested moments later in the parking lot of Mayfair Mall in Wauwatosa, where the whole transaction was recorded on surveillance video and audio. Mr. Barrett mounted a vigorous, though unsuccessful, defense of the charge, focused on a claim that the state's law against silencers infringes on the Second Amendment right to bear arms. The informant, Michael Bond, also recorded his initial phone calls to Barrett, saying an acquaintance, a former client of Barrett's, had said he might be interested in buying some pistols. Though Bond said one gun had a silencer, Barrett testified he did not believe Bond, and that even when he saw the gun and silencer in his hand or in his trunk and commented on its illegality, he could not be positive the item was a real silencer. Let's go to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
Hey, let's talk, calling about the doctors and the guns as a health issue thing.
Yes, sir.
You know, as a nurse, I have to do, like, admissions and discharges and stuff like that.
Right.
And depending on, you know, who you're dealing with, you know, adults, middle-aged people, the elderly, or children, you know, when you have questions to ask, patient history type stuff especially. And sometimes patients are just, like, you know, poor historians. Sometimes they'll see poor historian and they can't remember things. Or sometimes the patients just refuse. And they, you know, you can write patient refused on there. Well, you know, when they start asking, pulling out their little forms and asking nosy butt questions, you know, and they get a few tens of millions of marked back, you know, patient refused, eventually they might realize they're not getting really good statistical data or even individual stuff to, you know, plug into some database, you know, and realize that, hey, maybe this isn't such a great idea after all. But, you know, so it's like, you know, basically, and then these days you go in the doctor's office, you know, well, first you get, you know, the medical assistant or the physician's, you know, or first you get, like, a medical assistant, then a physician's assistant. You're lucky if you get to see the doctor, you know, or you get a master's trained, you know, nurse practitioner or something. And, you know, and then they pull out their, you know, the form and start asking all this unrelated stuff. And it's like, what does this have to do with my gallbladder or my blood sugar or my blood pressure? It's like, how about you, you know, just ask me questions related to my actual health. And so then they'll be writing patient refused. And after they get a few tens of millions of those, maybe they'll say, this stinks.
What about the doctors that are out there that, have you ever met one that thought that guns were a dirge on society? And
the doctors are so damned busy. Being a doctor right now sucks so badly. First of all, you're giving up 10 years of your life because you're going to die 10 years younger than your average Joe if you become a doctor. You're busy with all this coding crap. You're paying six-digit premiums annually for your, you know, professional malpractice insurance. You know, you've got, you know, the insurance company is leaning on you to turn your patients over in 12 minutes a crack or something like that. There ain't too many doctors that really care to become, you know, political activists. They're not like judges sitting on the bench who can become activist judges. The doctors aren't worried about activism. They're just trying to get through the day and maybe get, you know, get out of their res, get to a point where they can hang a shingle out or, you know, make a decent income and maybe catch a round of golf or some time with their families. You know, the doctors, I would guarantee, I would presume, to suggest, I can't guarantee anything, that the average doctor doesn't give a rat's back about this stuff and doesn't want to be bothered by it.
You think most of these guys that do this are maybe administrators or academics and
maybe they've ascended to the level of bureaucrat, and, you know, and they get to sit behind a desk now and make other people's lives miserable. But the rank and file are too busy trying to take care of some people, maybe do some good, and keep up with all the damn coding and legal requirements that they have to do. And, you know, they've got pharmacy reps coming in, quoting them their prescription statistics and, you know, threatening them, telling them what they should and shouldn't be prescribing from some, you know, pharmacy rep coming in, you know, telling them what they should. They got everybody and their brother telling them what they should be doing and shoving some new form or computer program in front of them just to try and get through the day and get a few people treated. No, they don't care. It's some dingling imposing it on them.
Like
now, the physicians, if they were to band together through their professional societies, they don't even have time for activism, for advocating for their own group. You know, they don't have time for meetings for their professional societies. But if some of these physician professional societies, you know, grow a spine and rebel against this, you know, it can probably put down. But, you know, we all know that, you know, control-obsessed bureaucrats love to sit behind their desks and make other people's lives miserable.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know if this, if that author of that particular thing, he was talking about ER doctors, but I think most of what would happen would be coming from your general practitioner, because most people don't go to the ER on a regular basis.
Right, yeah, I mean, we used to have a TV show called ER, the average ER. I mean, oh my God, I had to take somebody to an ER in, you know, the Virginia suburbs of D.C. a few years ago, fell at a wedding reception, and it was like some scene from Dr. Zhivago or something like that. You know, you go to the ER, unless you're going to put your bloody head up on the desk and say, I need help immediately. It's like, okay, take a number, go sit over there for 3 to 6 hours, maybe somebody will see you. You know, you're sitting in a crowded room, looks like a inner city bus station or something. You know, so the ER docs, you know, and it depends on the venue, whether you're talking about city, suburbs, or rural area, of course. But you know, yeah, the physician's office is, it doesn't matter. Everybody's busy out of their mind and, you know, having funding to cut. Yeah, they might have more time for that in the physician's offices. But, of course, the acquisition of this type of information is being delegated down the ladder to the lesser qualified. You know, like say you go in, you have a nursing assistant or a medical assistant, usually a medical assistant, and then a physician's assistant, which is higher than a medical assistant. You know, so, the one comes in, takes your blood pressure, weighs you, asks what your complaint is. They put take the papers out, hand them off to the next one. If they can get away with having the physician's assistant see you without having the doctor see you, if it's a follow-up or something, they'll do that. But, and certainly those forms could be, you know, probably bureaucratically, you know, be put in the little pile of, you know, forms that they walk in with on the clipboard when you go for your visit, you know, and enough people just say, just skip that, you know. Can we just talk about the reason I'm here? And the patient refused at the top. And,
that's the way I roll.
Yeah.
I'm running out of time here, Glenn.
Okay, thanks.
That's a good call. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm,
I appreciate that. All right, folks, we'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
When my church runs me out of town.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepersonofchoice.org.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gut grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I cannot.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Before I go any further telling you about this, quite honestly, Mr. Barrett was an idiot because he thought he could save some money by going in somebody's trunk to buy a gun. That's idiotic. But let me pull back the curtain on this business I find myself, this business of radio show business, of talk radio. A lot of times with a talk radio station, what happens is it becomes successful, and then it gets sold, and then in place of having radio people there, then you have bean counters there. Accountants come in. They're just looking to dress up the bottom line. They get out there, they fire the talent, or they look at the trends and try to get everybody to talk about the same thing. A lot of different things can happen in talk radio when it gets to a certain degree of size. And we don't have that here. All I've got to do is show up, not violate the FCC rules, try to tell you the truth. My topic is pretty narrow, so I have a lot of fun with it. And I'm pretty much unleashed. Right now, we are poised on the precipice of something altogether unique in the radio space. And I think in the last 12 months, 18 radio networks have failed. 18 radio networks have failed. Some of them gigantic. talk radio network just got absorbed by Westwood One the other day. Talk radio network had, in some cases, they had three shows in the top 10 nationwide. And when you're in the top 10, that's huge. They're bye-bye. So RBN has a fundraiser going on. I talked briefly to John Statmiller about it last night. I'm not really sure how long it's going on. He's published a list of things he wants to try to liquidate in order to take us to the next level and build out the infrastructure a little bit further, which would actually put us in a very unique position with some of the talent that's coming on board here. So I ask you humbly, here's the thing. Why are you saying that, Senator Leland Yee? Here's the thing. If you like what you're hearing, you know, a lot of times you'll be listening to your favorite station. One day you walk up and it's nothing but fuzz. That's because they went away. Maybe it's because a bean counter pulled the plug or whatever. We have a very, in radio space, what RBN is looking for is very modest. And you can actually have a positive say-so in what you're listening to. So I think the number, correct me if I'm wrong here, Magnum, I think it's 1-800-724-2719. Is that right? He'll tell me. That's where you can call to make a pledge. $5, $5 million, doesn't matter. We don't need $5 million, but I'm sure they wouldn't turn it down. Now, Senator Leland Yee is harsh. That's harsh, Leland. I guess you're probably, Leland is probably quite frustrated right now. Although he has been sprung from jail, I bet getting out of those coveralls was nice, wasn't it? Back to Mr. Barrett. Mr. Barrett, originally he didn't want to buy the gun with the silencer on it because he knew it was illegal. But then he decided he would buy it because then he could turn it into the ATF. Well, thank you, Leland Yee. Sort of going against your stereotype, but I appreciate that very much. Mr. Barrett now faces up to 3 years in prison, and his sentencing will be next month in Milwaukee County Circuit Court. Mr. Bond's sentencing, the convicted drug pusher, is set for next month. Many records regarding his case are under seal. And I was messing around with my settings on my vocal processor, because what we have here, okay, what we have here is you have a convicted criminal creating a criminal. I so rarely get to do that. That's what a win looks like to the ATF. Formerly a law-abiding man who was, when solicited, willing to bend the law, is behind bars. Violent drug dealer who should be behind bars is out walking free. And another statistic for the ATF and the USAO. And they didn't even have to rent a storefront for this. They just did it straight out of the trunk of a car. And this Thomas Barrett is a victim. He was not setting out to buy guns. Somebody had heard that he might want to buy a gun. So they get this drug pusher to sell him something he didn't want. And the fact that Bond's case remains under seal probably means they're still using him in the ATF. They will keep using him as long as he can be effective. Someone can earn a six-figure income for years if they can keep producing new felons for the ATF. This is a pretty good reason not to be a lawyer. Being a lawyer means you're always going to be up to your ears in people with problems. Second, for many lawyers, people with problems will be real-life criminals. Nobody is a more natural informant than a criminal, since by profession, they come pre-compromised. And by character, they're often the polar opposite of models of integrity. So, having said all that, they just make new criminals. Here. I wonder if I can do that with a little less dramatic effect, because that was sort of extreme. Let's try this one. What does the ATF do? They create new criminals where there was no crime. I like that better. Anyway. I'm getting real tired of what the gun controllers consider to be their cost-benefit analysis, because there's never a benefit for it. And there is nothing on this planet that is only evil. Nothing. Gun control advocates will very often, more often than not, use very discredited or false information to push their gun control schemes. This past March 16th, Bill Luders of the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism cited a statistic that had been widely discredited. And, you know, and they do this all the time, like the 40% go unchecked. 40% of all gun sales go unchecked. Now, what's 40% of 72 million? Somebody with a calculator, tell me real quick. Because as of June of 2013, that's how many NICS checks have been done under Barack Obama. So let's just presuppose that those are all brand new gun buyers, which we know they're not, but just for the sake of argument, let's do that. Let's say each one of these NICS checks resulted in the purchase of a gun. So if we add another 40% to that, which is that would be 7.2 million, it's 10%. So we're looking at around 30 million. So Barack Obama's responsible for 100 million guns in the system. New guns in the system. He's responsible for 42% of the NICS checks ever done that have ever been tracked. Okay? And the 40% number is just not right. It's, according to the FBI, it's about 1.5%, 2%. That doesn't happen that often. In 2010, there were 72,659 denials on the background check. Because this is the thing that everybody wants. It's all about the background check. Only 62 of those were led to prosecutions. Only 13 of those resulted in a conviction. And that is 0.0001% of all background checks. According to Biden, Shotgun Joe, the reason for the Obama administration's near total lack of enforcement is we simply don't have the time or the manpower to prosecute everybody who lies on a form that checks a wrong box that answers a question inaccurately. If that is the case, why do we have them? That's like posting a speed limit out there and saying, speed limit is 50, and everybody's doing 110. And the one cop watches them go by because he's only one cop. And he's saying, can't really do anything about it. I'm only one man, just too short of manpower. Why do we have the speed limit? We'll continue with this when we get back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning. Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-1-800-313-9443. I'm getting my numbers confused. Let's go to the phones. Michael in Texas. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for having such great radio early in the morning. I really appreciate having something that I can listen to and actually enjoy this time.
Well, thank you, Michael. I appreciate that.
I wanted to get into something, and actually, I just kind of need some information from you. Is there any .22 ammo in your area? Any .22 long rifle?
You know, I've seen some down around the Midlands in Columbia, South Carolina, and I've seen it in smatter or, you know, little. I don't own a .22, so I don't go actively looking for it. I know that it is a big problem. I know that it is right now there's a place in Columbia called Shooter's Choice that I think got like a gigantic load in, and they're selling it in 300 round increments.
But you're limited to buying 2 boxes of it, right?
Probably. Oh. It's got, have you ever seen the show Swamp People?
Yeah, the Troy
it's got,
Landry.
It's got a picture of Troy, the guy who always gets all the gators. He's on the cover of the box.
That's the Chewed'em stuff. Yeah,
the Chewed'em. Chewed'em, yeah.
That used to be like, $28 for a box of like 350 or something like that.
You know, I'm still stymied. I don't know if it's because with a rimfire case, you can't reload the brass and they have to keep replenishing the brass. I don't know what the deal
is. I think it's a profit per round. I think they make more money pumping out some 5.56 or some 9mm or some, God forbid, the evil 40 caliber, than they do pumping out per round of 22 long rifle. You know, the process to actually manufacture 22 long rifle is fairly labor intensive on the human end.
Right.
It's not quite as automated as a center fire round.
That's what I was thinking, simply because, the size of the brass alone to get the powder right, you've got to have like a very high precision instrument just to get the powder in it, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's why all the good 22 ammo comes from another CCI or from Germany.
Yeah.
They got that precision stuff laid out. Bill, I want to say thank you very much. I really appreciate what you're doing in the morning. It's really important that you've got a show that focuses on something that we all appreciate, and you give it such a good positive spin. I thank you very much.
Well, Michael, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. I mean, I'm just having fun with it, you know. Everything I say, but, you know, I get a little criticism from time to time because I laugh when I say something. And that's because I find it to be so absurd. And I have two choices. Well, actually, I have three. I can cry, I can laugh, or I can go into that stereotypical supposed gun owner turns into a criminal because I go out and fixate upon all the gun grabbers as the cause of my utter demise and go take them all out. So I just laugh much easier. I can do it right here. And, you know, I do a video feed and my face gets really ugly when I cry. So I'm taking the best choice I can possibly take.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing. And if you see any 22 long rifle, pass it on to people.
Roger that.
Thank you, sir. That.
You know, I need to do that. I need to go find some bargains on ammo, don't I? Because ammo is the common denominator that everybody's missing. I will have to endeavor to go looking every day, and I will have to have a... I need to put something up on the website about the best ammo places. I've heard Lucky Gunner is good, but for some reason 22 seems to be the pain in everybody's back. I talked about expanding bullets yesterday, and I talked about one reason to use an expanding bullet, i.e. a hollow point, some frangible ammunition, is because they don't over-penetrate and ricochet where most of your gunfights take place, which is, or at least most of your urban gunfights. Let me put that caveat in there. Now, another reason to have an expanding round in your weapon is if somebody is coming to hurt you, you want to shoot at them and hit them and put them down. You want to do it quick. There was a case where an NYPD officer emptied his 6-shot 38 special into a man charging him with a knife. The 158-grain round-nose lead 38 special bullets just punched ice pick wounds in one side of the criminal and out the other. And he was able to stab the officer in the center of the chest. And they died together on the street. Then there was another case where another officer used a similar 38 special revolver against a man trying to murder him. It doesn't say what he was trying to murder him with. One single hollow point in the center of his chest dropped the attacker right then and there. This is the old ball ammo versus hollow point argument that's out there. For some dumb reason, I've never been able to figure this out. They don't allow exotic type ammo in the military. It's all ball ammo. I've never figured that out. Let's go back to the phones. John in Tennessee. Yes, sir. I got about 4 minutes. Go.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Look, ball ammo in the military, just my opinion, they really don't want to kill one another. They just want to mess you up really bad. So if they can do what Alvin York did in World War I, and get five with one shot, hey, that's a good war, because now you got five guys that need help. They really don't want you dead, Bill. You know that. 22 long rifle ammo. I've got a 22. If I find a good price, I buy all that I can afford. There was a shortage. I guess they've got it now here in Tennessee, but if I find a good price on it, I buy it. If I see a good price on a caliber of a gun that I don't even have, Bill, if I know it's a good price, I buy it, because it's going to be like money. You're going to be able to trade. You're going to be able to do a lot with things that you may not have a use for, but someone else does. So that's my thoughts on it.
I've heard a lot of people talking about doing that, about going and buying even the calibers they don't have, just because somebody might need it later on down the road and they'll have a ready supply. Some of the calibers that come to mind are like 300 Blackout or 6.5 Grendel or a 5.7. And
there's people shooting 7.30 Waters. I can't even find a gun, but there's people shooting it. So if I, you know, I mean, seriously, they've got something that their grandfather had and they want to use it. Hey, fine, I'm okay with that. As far as background checks, before this character took office, before he swore to execute the presidency of the United States, I knew he was the man, okay? I went, I bought a couple handguns. I went back about 2 weeks later and got denied. So I asked the guy at the gun store, you know, I said, what's up? He says, I don't know, they denied you. Let me call them back. He called them back, and all of a sudden I passed. So if you're denied, guys.
Are you a veteran, John?
Yeah, maybe.
There was a period in the between, I think, 2008, 2010, where all veterans were automatically denied the first go-round.
Well, this was after the dude took the place, you know. I mean, I call it Barack Obama and his boys, you know, Barack Obama and his crew, because that's literally what it is. Yeah, I was denied. And then they came to the gun store and asked the guy that owned it, who was a Marine Corps veteran, for his records. He refused. He told them it wasn't any of their business as far as what his gunsmith had done in the shop, and they took his license. Now, he can still sell ammo, but he actually gave up his store, guys, rather than turn over records that he didn't believe they had any right to. So there are some good people left.
Well, that must have been a while back, because now even if a judge restrains them from doing so, they'll just break in and crack your safe open and get everything they want. But I'm running out of time here, John. Thank you very much for your call. You stay safe.
Take care.
Yes, sir. Next hour, we're going to talk about a guy who thinks he's developed the smart gun that will work the right way. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.